Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Fall is always a busy time in the life of most congregations. A consistent activity in most every congregation across all denominations in the fall is the annual financial stewardship campaign. This is the time of year that churches turn their attention to building their budgets for the coming year. But instead of doing just a strictly financial stewardship campaign this year, we are broadening our scope for a more holistic focus on being committed followers of Christ. We'll be using our church membership vow as our guide over the next few weeks. And the vow that you take when you join the United Methodist Church is that you will support the church with your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness. And so beginning today with prayer and ending appropriately with witness on All Saints Sunday, we'll be looking at each part of this vow. We've chosen the theme for our focus as Rivers Deep, Mountain High. Rivers and mountains are prominent all throughout the Scripture. Rivers express a life-giving power of the Holy Spirit. One of my favorite river passages is Ezekiel's vision that begins with just this trickle of water running from under the threshold of the temple. And the farther it flows, the deeper it gets, and the deeper it gets. As it flows through the desert becomes alive with all kinds of trees and fruit. And as it continues to flow, it gets deeper and eventually flows into the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea becomes fresh water and is filled with fish. It's the life-giving power. And then mountains. Mountains represent the power and the presence of God. There is Moses on Mount Sinai, Jesus and the apostles on the Mount of Transfiguration. The life-giving power and presence of God in our lives through the Holy Spirit enables us to be followers of Christ, the followers He's called us to be. Today we begin with one of my most favorite Old Testament figures, Caleb. I like him so much, I named my son Caleb. Once Israel had escaped Egypt and they had made their way to the very edge of the Promised Land, God had Moses send in 12 spies into the Promised Land to see what was there. And so the spies were there for 40 days, searching out the land from south to north, from east to west. At the end of the 40 days, they came back carrying fruit of the land, a cluster of grapes so large it had to be carried on a pole between two men. And so the 12 came back and gathered the people before Moses to give their report. All 12 of them agreed that the land surely was flowing with milk and honey, that it was a fertile and prosperous land. But that's where the agreement among the spies ended. For 10 of the 12 spies gave an unfavorable report, saying that the cities were well fortified and that the people were strong, that the people were giants, so much so that they looked like grasshoppers next to them. Caleb and Joshua, though, the other two spies, then spoke to the people. They encouraged them to take the land. They believed that by trusting in the Lord, that the Lord would deliver the land into their hands. But the people would not listen to Caleb and Joshua, and they refused to take the land. God then said because of their lack of trust, they would wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And that no one over 20 years of age at the time they refused to go in would go to the Promised Land except Caleb and Joshua. Now jump ahead 45 years to the scripture that Lee read for you this morning. The Israelites have finally entered the promised land, and Caleb has received Hebron as his inheritance. And three times in seven verses, the word wholeheartedly is used to refer to Caleb. Now, wholeheartedly means with complete and sincere commitment. So it was with sincere and with complete sincerity and commitment that Caleb followed the Lord all the days of his life. For 45 years, Caleb waited in the wilderness, waited for the promise that had been made to him, the promise of a land. But he didn't just wait. He wholeheartedly followed the Lord during those 45 years while he waited. He never gave up on the promise that God had made to him. So what does it look like to wholeheartedly follow the Lord? Does it mean that we volunteer 10 hours a week at the church? Does it look like never missing worship? Does it mean that we make a sacrificial financial gift every month? Does it mean that we pray for 3 hours a day and read through our Bibles four times a year? What does it look like? What does it look like to wholeheartedly follow the Lord in the real world of jobs and family? Over the years, the church and clergy, to some short-term success, they've used guilt to get people to wholeheartedly follow Jesus, or at least how they define wholeheartedly. I vowed many years ago to never intentionally use guilt to get people to serve or give. However, that has not stopped people when I've challenged them from saying to me, "Preacher, you don't know what it's like to live in the real world." Well, I've got a rebut for that. I have a mortgage. I pay taxes. My furnace goes out. My car breaks down. I have a kid in college. Tammy is a breast cancer survivor. I've known tragedy in my family. Tammy's a public school teacher. The only difference between me and you is that the church writes my paycheck. I do know what the real world is like. So I still haven't described for you what it looks like to wholeheartedly follow Jesus. Honestly, I think it looks different for each of us. Earlier, I defined wholeheartedly as with complete sincerity and commitment. I'd like to refine that definition just a little bit so that wholeheartedly means following Jesus with passion, complete sincerity, and commitment. Here at the church, we're always offering you opportunities to serve and give. I believe in the beginning of following Jesus wholeheartedly begins with passion. If you can discover and name your passion, no one will have to ask you to serve. You'll be there. You'll find those places, not only to serve, but to serve with passion, complete sincerity, and commitment. I don't think I can give you a concrete blueprint for what it is to wholeheartedly follow Jesus, because it depends on each of our life's circumstances and our life situation, and that changes over the years. Some who are retired might be able to volunteer 10 hours a week at the church. But families where both parents work and there are children, it would be almost impossible for them to give 10 hours a week every week to the church. Wholeheartedly following Jesus means that you begins with having a personal relationship with Jesus. It begins by investing time in prayer to discover the heart of Jesus, to discover Jesus' call in your life, to uncover the passion that has been planted in your heart. It's the kind of prayer that involves as much, if not more, listening than talking. You see, there's a reason that prayer is listed first in our membership vow, because all the other elements flow out of prayer. Prayer is that foundation for our relationship with Christ. And as our relationship with Christ grows deeper through prayer, then we'll want to be present when the community gathers for worship. We'll want to give as an expression of our love for Christ and His church. We'll be able to hear and follow the call in our life. And finally, we will want others to know the hope that can be found in a relationship with Christ. There will be times when to wholeheartedly follow Christ means sacrifice. There are times it will mean giving up a night at home or a Saturday to serve in an area that may not exactly fit your passion, but you serve because there's a need. There'll be times when you'll give sacrificially because your heart is committed to the ministry of this congregation. But to wholeheartedly follow Christ, it begins with prayer, where you're listening for Christ's call. It's the Holy Spirit's presence in your life that will help you know whether or not you are wholeheartedly following Christ. Actually, I suspect that today you already know that. I suspect today the Spirit has already spoken to your heart. And you know in your heart today whether or not you are wholeheartedly following the Lord. But it begins with prayer. It begins with knowing God's heart and following wherever He leads. So is your prayer life today, is it puddle deep and heel high? Or is it river deep and mountain high? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.